His shoes could fit your feet. I tell you what, there are, even in the midst of all of the malice and hostility that pervaded our nation for the past several months, there are still so many people with good hearts, people of all ethnicities, both genders, every social class, every nationality, with good hearts, good attitudes, good mindsets, who are doing good for others. Forgiveness is going to be so necessary for us to do as much good as we can possibly do. If we're holding grudges, we're being bitter, we won't be free to do the good, that all the good that we can do. Our president-elect said that one of the things that's going to happen is those who have been forgotten will be forgotten no longer. There are a lot of people in the inner city who have been forgotten, dismissed, ignored for a very, very long time. Our president-elect said, I've forgotten, will be forgotten no longer. I mentioned the angry white voters who were angry at, quote unquote, the establishment, angry at people of color because of your plight. How important it is that you forgive everyone you've held a grudge against. It doesn't necessarily mean that the people you were upset about, because some of you, a lot of you know that the people in power who had the ability to make the decisions that brought about your pain, you know that they're the ones who really are responsible for what you're going through. And even though that is the case, it's still so important that you forgive them. You leaders who have been making these decisions that have brought about so much pain, we need you to have a change of heart. We need you to have a change of mind. We need you to change your agenda and become American citizens who do what is clearly in your power to do when it comes to making America a nation of prosperity, a nation of fulfillment for all citizens of America who are willing to do our part. Those of you who have been deeply troubled by the tremendous divisive commentary that came from Donald Trump, and who are troubled by the tens of millions of people all across this country who applauded that worldview, that approach to life, that approach to America's, to their own fellow citizens. I truly understand. But I want to urge you, forgive them. It's not saying, it's not even suggesting that their disposition is right, that their position is right. It's simply saying you're deciding you won't hold a grudge against them. You won't allow bitterness to be in your heart, or if it's already there, to remain in your heart. Truth be told, and so many of us know this, when we forgive, it really benefits the forgiver more than it benefits the forgiven. When we humans forgive, now when God forgives, we, the forgiven, are the ones who benefit. But when we humans forgive, we who do the forgiving are the ones who benefit. And then to the extent that the people we forgive will reach back with compassion, with a genuine readiness to embrace us, so that we embrace each other. And not just for the moment, but when we embrace each other with our minds made up, our hearts settled, that we want to work together with each other and with anyone else who will work to improve, help us improve our lives, then that's where we need to go. That's the direction we need to head in. It is not always easy, but it is possible to forgive. It is not always easy, but it is possible to change our hearts. It is not always easy, but it is possible to allow our Creator to make changes to our hearts that we can't make on our own, so that we have a much better disposition towards humanity, and particularly towards our fellow citizens. Interestingly enough, and I thought this was significant too, our president-elect has pledged a willingness and a readiness to work with the world community.